knowing when to fold them. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You know what the most important speech is in a democracy? Inauguration? State of the Union? No, it's this.
When you know you've lost, you call the winner and congratulate them. And I congratulate Maria Cantwell on her next term in the Senate. Let's hear it for her.
It's the concession speech. Because who gives the concession speech? It's a person who spent 1, maybe 2 years working 14 hours a day without pay, building an organization from scratch, slowly growing in power and influence, and who is convinced that he is the best person to make America that shining city on a hill. And then his campaign manager hands him a slip of paper with some numbers on it, and just like that, he wakes up back in Kansas. You don't want to let it go. And in some countries, you don't let it go. In some countries, you decide, well, if politics can't get me what I want, I know where the ammo's buried. But here, well, it's not always terribly enthusiastic.
Say to my opponent tonight, congratulations to you.
But the losers congratulate the winners. And these are people who just 24 hours, well, I mean, you know what they were saying 24 hours ago.
Bob Corker lives in a 30-room mansion.
But on election night, there is this sudden, inexplicable wave of sanity. The winners promise to include the losers.
To make this nation an America where we live together as one family.
And the losers give up.
I want to congratulate Bob Menendez. He ran a spirited race, and I join all of New Jersey in wishing him well.
The magic of democracy is not that the person with the most votes wins. It's that the person with the least votes voluntarily agrees to go home. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.